صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Meanwhile, as Imam Hussein's caravan got closer to its destination of Kufa, Imam Hussein received shocking news. The shocking news was about Muslim ibn Aqil and another companion named Hani ibn Urwa, both of whom were arrested and beheaded by the governor ibn Ziyad. Imam Hussein gathered his companions and told them the sad news, and also said, "The people of Kufa have deserted us. Those of you who prefer to leave us may do so freely without any guilt." Becoming scared, some companions left the caravan. Imam Hussein alayhi salam continued with his journey along with his close companions and family members until he was stopped by 1,000 horsemen led by Hurr al-Riyahi, representing the enemy by the orders of Ibn Ziyad and Yazid. Imam Hussein warned Hurr of the consequences of obeying a man like Yazid and urged them to refrain from staining their hands with the innocent blood of the family of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Hurr was completely ignorant of the situation and realized that the Imam was determined to lay down his life and sacrifice anything for the sake of his aim of universal reform. Hurr suggested to the Imam to go towards a station which is neither Kufa nor Medina until he speaks to the governor Ibn Ziyad. The Imam, his family and companions then continued their journey and Hurr followed them until they reached a place called Karbala, in where they stopped and set up their tents. That day was the 2nd of Muharram. When Ibn Ziyad realized that the Imam had stopped, he sent another group of soldiers to surround the Imam, which was led by another greedy tyrant, Umar ibn Sa'd. On the 7th day of Muharram, Umar ibn Sa'd moved his troops closer to the camp and blocked off the water supply that the Imam had access to. From that day onwards, not a single drop of water was allowed to reach the camp of the Imam. The scorching desert sent heat waves everywhere and the little children began to cry with intense thirst. 2 days later, on the 9th of Muharram, a wicked man named Shimr arrived in Karbala with thousands of soldiers with orders from Ibn Ziyad. The orders stated if Imam Hussein does not surrender and give allegiance to Yazid at once, he will be killed immediately. When the Imam heard the message, he refused to obey a person like Yazid, but asked to delay fighting until the next day. During the night, the Imam told the companions, "The enemy is only after me. You are free to leave and take advantage of the darkness of the night." The people who had come with the wrong intentions had already left before, and the ones who remained were perfect in their faith and loyalty. The next day, the 10th of Muharram, known as the Day of Ashura, was a day when no tragedy in history is as painful and as terrible as the tragedy that befell the Imam, his family and companions. After the morning prayer, the Imam's followers took it in turns to come forward to address Yazid's army, trying to convince them of the terrible crime they were about to commit. Finally, Imam Hussein alayhi salam came forward himself and gave a speech to the enemy once more to try and persuade them to leave off the path of sin. With the Imam's speech, Hurr, the commander of the army who was on the opposition, came towards righteousness and joined the Imam before it was too late. The speech was so powerful that some troops from Umar ibn Sa'd also joined Imam Hussein. Seeing the result of the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Umar ibn Sa'd was concerned that most of his troops would be affected, so he threw the first arrow to indicate the start of the battle. This was the beginning of the battle. After a few single combats, there was a general attack in the mid-morning. Although the enemy pulled back, most of the army of the Imam alayhi salam were martyred, including Hurr. Ali al-Akbar, Imam Hussein's son, obtained permission to fight and rushed towards the enemy. He fought bravely and killed around 200 according to some reports. He was then struck and then attacked from all sides. Imam Hussein alayhi salam rushed towards his son until he became a lifeless body. The Imam wept for him and said, "May Allah kill the people who killed you, my son." The sons of Imam Hassan and Sayyida Zainab and their cousins also asked permission to join and fought bravely, believing in the Imam's mission, but were also martyred. Abbas, the brother of Imam Hussein, who was also the commander and flag bearer of the camp, was extremely moved at the painful case, seeing the children and women suffering from deadly thirst. Seeing the situation too crucial to bear, he rose up against the army and was determined to get water by force. He cut through the large number of Yazid soldiers and scattered them until he got to the river. Even though he was very thirsty himself, Abbas did not drink any water because Imam Hussein and the children who were also waiting for water were still thirsty. Instead, he filled the water skin and rode back as fast as he could. While he was returning on his horse with the water, he was attacked and severely wounded. As much as he tried, Abbas could not save the water. He fell from his horse until he passed away. The patience of the Imam, alayhi salam, how was he able to bear these tragedies? At that moment, Imam Hussein heard his baby infant crying because of the thirst. Imam Hussein's love for his family was unbound, especially for a suffering baby. He held the baby in his arms and appealed to the enemy for some water for the baby, in order for them to feel some sympathy. Instead of offering water, they shot arrows, killing the infant. Imam Hussein felt an unbearable wave of pain as he stood alone facing thousands of wretched enemies. He fought them bravely and kept fighting, receiving many wounds in the process. The enemy of Allah surrounded the Imam from all sides and his pure blood was dripping from their swords. Some historians have said that the Imam received at least 120 injuries from swords, spears and arrows. The Imam alayhi salam remained on the ground for some time until the enemy of Allah beheaded the Imam. Not content with spilling the innocent blood of Imam Hussein and his companions, Umar ibn Sa'd ordered to set fire to the tents and let the horses run over the bodies of the dead Muslims. The exposed bodies of the martyrs were left lying in the desert of Karbala for a number of days. Their heads were put on spears while the women and children were put in shackles and taken as prisoners to Ibn Ziyad in Kufa. This is how these tyrants left the beloved family of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in such a horrible condition in a place called Karbala. May Allah remove his mercy from all those who paved the way for the killing of Imam Hussein, his family and companions.